Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mark, and it's my pleasure to read God's Word with you today. Today is Thursday, August 28th, and I'll be reading from the New International Version. Our first passage for today is Isaiah chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "Take a large scroll and write on it with an ordinary pen, Maher Shalal Hashbaz." So I called in Uriah the priest and Zechariah son of Jeberechiah as reliable witnesses for me. Then I made love to the prophetess, and she conceived and gave birth to a son. And the Lord said to me, "Name him Maher Shalal Hashbaz. For before the boy knows how to say my father or my mother, the wealth of Damascus and the plunder of Samaria will be carried off by the king of Assyria." The Lord spoke to me again, "Because this people has rejected the gently flowing waters of Shiloah and rejoices over Rezin and the son of Remaliah, therefore the Lord is about to bring against them the mighty floodwaters of the Euphrates, the king of Assyria with all his pomp. It will overflow all its channels, run over all its banks, and sweep on into Judah, swirling over it, passing through it and reaching up to the neck. Its outspread wings will cover the breadth of your land. Emmanuel. Raise the war cry, you nations, and be shattered. Listen, all you distant lands. Prepare for battle and be shattered. Prepare for battle and be shattered. Devise your strategy, but it will be thwarted. Propose your plan, but it will not stand. For God is with us." This is a really interesting passage. Few verses here from Isaiah chapter 8. In it, we see that Isaiah has a son, and his name is Maher Shalal Hashbaz. And interestingly, about this son, his name literally means quick to plunder and swift to the spoil, because this is a sign that God sends through this son that Assyria will be the nation that comes and takes over Israel, Damascus, and the plunder of Samaria, as it mentions in verse 4. Crisis is coming, that there is a coming invasion, and so Isaiah is prophesying about this time, even now, here in Isaiah chapter 8. And now our second reading from Acts chapter 3, verses 17 through 26. "Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Heaven must receive him until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, 'The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people.' Indeed, beginning with Samuel, all the prophets who have spoken have foretold these days. And you were heirs of the prophets and of the covenant God made with your fathers. He said to Abraham, 'Through your offspring, all peoples on earth will be blessed.' When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways." So here we're continuing part of the narrative here in Acts. We read earlier in Acts chapter 3 that Peter and John were at the temple and they heal a man who was lame from birth. Peter has the opportunity to speak to the onlookers, the ones who were witnessing this incredible act that the Lord had done in and through Peter and John. And so in verse 17, he's explaining what all exactly is going on. See, Peter's heart is for these Israelite people, the Jewish people, to come to faith. And so he says, "Look, you acted in ignorance. You did crucify the Lord, but that, look, you have the ability for repentance and to turn to God." As I read this passage, I'm reminded through Peter's words here to the onlookers that we have a story that in every way connects the dots in and through Jesus. See, that's what Peter is trying to do here as he testifies to Moses, saying how the scriptures point to the Messiah as he talks about the prophet Samuel, that in and through the whole story of scripture, we are pointed to Jesus. And that is really good news for us and a great reminder as we approach God's word everywhere and in each and every way. I'm also reminded that as great as this miracle was, that here Peter is talking and is living in a new time and a new era. The church is going to be forming. The Holy Spirit is going to be powerfully at work. And we too get to be a part of this story. And I think I'm naturally drawn to verses 19 and 20. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. See, that's the privilege, that's the opportunity that we have now in this time that we live, that through God's Spirit, we may be drawn to Christ and we can find that our sins are wiped out, that they are forgiven. And that is really great news. And that as we read this story, I'm reminded of words of wisdom from one of my professors at Beeson Divinity School, where he says that the biblical characters are not models of morality, but they are mirrors of identity. And so as we look at Peter, what might it look like to testify and to speak of this grand story of Jesus that you and I have been given? In our final reading for today, is Psalm 47, verses 1 and 2. Clap your hands, all you nations. Shout to God with cries of joy. For the Lord Most High is awesome, the great King over all the earth. I love the Psalms because they invoke so many different emotions as we approach them. As we read this psalm here, Psalm 47, we're approaching God, we're worshiping Him, we're praising Him. And it's a good reminder to us that praise is supposed to invoke a response in us, that we are free to clap our hands, to shout to God with cries of joy, because He is indeed awesome, that He is the King over all the earth. And so as we think about even just these two verses here in Psalm 47, I would encourage you, as you come to worship, whether it's in your time of devotion during the day, as you come on Sunday morning and worship corporately, as you go to Sunday school, as you are involved in growth group, that you would prepare yourself, that you would pray for your heart to receive the Lord, that you would give Him the appropriate praise that He deserves, and that in some sense you wouldn't even be afraid of what that response might look like, but that in that God's Spirit will work in and through you to provide the response that He truly wants as you praise and as you worship Him. Thank you so much for reading along with me here on the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to all the men who came last night to our men's ministry kickoff. I am so excited about this fall and about walking through the life and the story of David, that he was a man after God's own heart, and yet he was unbelievably flawed, as we'll come to see in the weeks and the months ahead. But thank you so much, men, for coming. And I want you to also know that there is still plenty of time to sign up for a growth group. You can go to mbbc.org and you will have an interest form that you can click and you can fill that form out. And I would love to connect you with one of our groups here in the days and the weeks ahead. As we close our time together, I want to pray the Serenity Prayer. Perhaps it's a prayer that you are familiar with, but I want to pray that over you today as we close our time together. Would you pray with me? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as he did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.